Hello, this is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, Jeremiah. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm sure you know about the mock call.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So, basically, what's going to happen here is that we'll go ahead and start off. I'll be a person who basically you left me a message. I'm calling you back, and we just want to see how you handle it and what type of skills you have.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, do you understand everything?
I think she mentioned that you were a dentist.
Yeah, a dentist then, calling after you missed the call the other day. You made a cold call to me regarding working capital and equipment financing, and the dentist is located in Orange County, California.
Gotcha. And then you guys know I'm a little raw at the material.
Of course. Cold,
but you just want me to kind of build a rapport with the customer.
Build a rapport with customer, and yeah, just see how you handle some questions. If there's some information, you can by all means make it up if you don't know it. We understand that you don't know the exact details on that.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and start off.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Jordan, it's Jeremiah. I just got your missed call here and your voicemail. Just wanted to return your call.
Oh, hey, Jeremiah. Thanks for returning my phone call. Just wanted to get in touch with you, see how things are going. How's the weather out there today?
It's nice and sunny.
Yeah, it was a little foggy down here in San Diego, and then it's getting to the sunny part right now. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a call. Wanted to kind of get a vision on or speak to you about what you have in mind for your business and if there's any services that I could provide you to maybe expand your business, but mainly just wanted to kind of get to know you and what thoughts you have on your business going forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I appreciate that. Well, your message said that you were you do loans and you do working capital and equipment financing, and I was actually wanted to inquire about the working capital loans.
Okay, yeah, working capital loans. Are you planning on wanting to expand the business, improve the business in some sort of way?
Yeah, actually, I am looking to expand my office here.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah, so capital loans, we definitely provide that service, and we can go over the details and everything for you. Do you know exactly when you would like to get this project started?
Yeah, good question. I would like to probably start as soon as I can get a hold of some money here. So I was hoping if you could kind of give me a little bit of info on the capital and how it works.
Okay, capital loans. We would loan you some money. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we would give you give you time to pay it off, and then we'd work with you on what is best for your business on the percentage or interest rates and other things like that. So,
okay, and what type of bank are you guys?
We are the Bank of Cardiff, so we deal with loans, other merchant services, and we mainly deal with business to business. So we help out smaller businesses, medium businesses, and larger businesses to kind of do what you're wanting to do, is build their business and expand it and or improve it in some sort of way.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. That sounds great.
Okay. Perfect. Do you want me to – I can get you over to – or we can talk about what type of money, I guess, that you're looking to borrow as a loan, and then
yeah.
We can go from there.
Yeah, the type of money I'm looking to borrow would be the green kind.
Yes, well, we all want more of that, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking to expand my office in multiple different ways. So I didn't know what the process was in doing that. I was wondering if you could kind of explain that to me, and how long does it take, things like that.
Okay. Yeah, the process would be if you probably want to get an estimate on what kind of expansion that you're going to do to your office. Kind of get a good ballpark of how much your entire project is going to cost, and then we can talk about that number. And then once you have that number, we can set up a loan where you feel comfortable. And time-wise, feel comfortable with the amount of money being loaned, and then we can get that process for you as soon as you want.
Okay, I do have a ballpark right now that I know about. Probably going to need around 100K.
100,000? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. So definitely, if that's your number, I can definitely get that going for you. Get that processed.
What are your rates looking like over there?
Our rates are right now around 20%. Now it might sound a little high, but
a little high. That sounds like you're a loan shark.
No, definitely not. Well, what we're doing is, I'm definitely going to work with you, try to make sure it's beneficial for you as well. So I want to make sure that you. So this is going to, hopefully this expansion and improve your business is also going to bring in more business, correct?
Absolutely. But 20%, I mean, I was looking, driving by a bank the other day and saw a loan for like 5%.
5%? Okay. We have many different loans, so I can definitely look into that on the interest side of things and definitely work with you to try to get a percentage that you feel more comfortable with.
Okay. Well, do you know for sure if you can make that happen?
I would have to definitely check with my manager and work out some numbers on that end. But I can definitely get you that information here in a short while.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Well, let me get all those numbers together and I will get in touch with you right back, and then once I have all information.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you, Jeremiah. I'll give you a call back soon.
All right, Jordan. Well, what did you think?
That was a little tougher than I'm used to. It was I know I fell into like a some sort of a hole at some point.
Yeah, were you able to Google what working capital or equipment financing was before you made the call or before we called you?
I kind of browsed on the website of like mm-hmm. those, but I didn't exactly know those two particular loans were going to be used.
Well, for someone not knowing the information, you definitely sounded pretty calm. Which I give you kudos for. You didn't freak out too much or, you know, panic, which is important. I will go ahead and actually, I believe the call is recorded, so they'll listen to the call as well and give their feedback. But do you have any other questions for me?
No, not really. I mean, just what are your thoughts?
I thought you handled it well for not knowing anything. I would have liked you to ask a little bit of more questions as far as like probing of, just about my expansion, what I'll be buying, you know, like there was very little questions asked. It was definitely more of just answering, oh, yeah, we can do that. We can do this. You know, you didn't really dig into my needs. And ask me many questions. You were doing a lot of the talking.
Gotcha. You know? Yeah.
But of course, you know, I mean, I know everything of what to look for and you don't. So, you know, it's just usually when you do these types of calls, I mean, as you'll learn, you've had no training. I know that. So I'm not holding anything against you. I just, you know, you sound good on the phone. So that's an important thing.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your feedback. I definitely am.
no problem, Jordan. I appreciate your time. I will talk to Michelle, John, Sam, and we'll be back in touch with you.
Perfect. That sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.